Good Tuesday morning.
Oh.
Jimmy, are you wearing shorts?
I kind of wish I did. I forget it's warm in this room.
So
the heck it is. You want to sit on this side?
Hey, so look at Damon and look at myself. This is like the Nebraska fall fit. Yeah, it is kind of like the hoodies and the quarter zip and shorts.
Yeah.
This is what this weather is. This is, I love my heat, but this is, Miami, that is.
Extensions or no extensions?
I don't know.
He says no.
We really didn't do anything. Well, yeah, that was a, I think extensions.
It's kind of weird.
Can you grow them that quick? Oh, but we didn't do anything in the offseason, so we'll see. And Kyle Lowry looks like he might have maybe lost a pound.
Hey.
But look at our fit. We're good. This is the weather. This is hoodie. This is shorts and hoodie
Zion
weather.
How about Zion and James Harden? Apparently, they've been working out.
Yeah.
They looked fantastic.
Was there
I still can't get over Jimmy's hair.
Yeah. I see.
That Sharpie's guy.
Can you grow it that quick? Well, like, he's always been
they're not extensions.
Yeah. I don't know.
No, neither.
Yeah.
It's a lot going on in a little bit of time.
Yeah, we'll get into the NBA because they did have media day, which I think is kind of cool across the league.
I agree.
Yesterday. I'm not really sure if any basketball-related questions were posed. There's a lot of non-basketball stuff that was talked about yesterday.
Part for the course.
I don't think they're really
Between
talking about
Phoenix, Boston, and the Nets.
Yeah, he even
almost no basketball.
Yeah, like Russell Westbrook. Well, I mean, I'm going to stay here. I mean, like, there was hardly any basketball related questions. But welcome
are you
in,
a Lakers
everybody.
Guy?
No, but I do think the NBA is better when the Lakers are good.
Oh God, what is?
I'm a Spurs fan, so saying that is.
Well, I said the same thing about his Cowboys. Which is,
whether you love them or hate them, it's like the year the Lakers lost 60 games. It's just not the same. Because then you can root for them to go down in the playoffs, and it just adds more drama. It's boring without them.
Still unlikable.
Yeah, he's talking about his team.
Still unlikable.
Hey, you know, get Anthony Davis. You got a chip on his shoulder. You're going to be fine.
Well, he said that last year when he was getting up at 4 a.m. Oh,
well, maybe he's healthier this year where the chip on his shoulder is not going to injure him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you when I look at his frame, see how fit he is.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. Welcome in. It is Sharp and Benning in the morning. The weather is fantastic outside. We are back on a game week, Indiana and Nebraska.
Whoa, what is wrong with you?
I'm fired up. The weather is great. I walked outside today, and I was like, oh, my. I kind of like this.
He said, oh, my.
I could take 50s in the mornings, and long as we're like mid-70s in the afternoon.
Like Miguel.
I'm good with that.
50s in the morning.
Keep singing. No, I like that.
I don't know the words. I just know that that's replaced coffee with 50.
That's a little jingle.
No. No. No.
I think you should just rattle off jingles that pop in your head.
Well, I do that quite a bit. I tried to refrain.
So any moment during the show, just any jingle that pops in your head, just sing it. And we'll see if we can weave that into the content that we're talking about. Because we're pretty good on the fly.
We were good with Neil Young yesterday, so.
Forever young.
Well, apparently Nebraska on the offensive line is not that way.
No.
They just play old guys.
Yeah, messy.
Yeah, and even old guys are not very good, some of those positions. And some old guys aren't playing anymore because they're injured. All right, next one.
down two. One old guy, one new guy. But you're going to have to figure it out.
Yes.
Ooh.
We will discuss, because the depth chart was released yesterday. There was a couple of interesting moves. And we'll see what they look like moving forward, whether they will be nickelbackers or they will be left tacklers. That's to come. A little bit later on in the show, Sam McEwen will stop by. We'll get his thoughts on what he did during a bye week. I think, did he go to the Bears-Texans game? He's a big Bears fan. I think he went to the Bears-Texans game at Soldier Field.
I don't know. He's breaking down chess conspiracies. Did you read that?
Yeah, I saw that.
I kind of want to know, though. I'm going to just take a few minutes and talk to him about that because that interests me. I Googled a ton last night and early this morning for whatever the reason because I don't have anything else better to do except for not sleep. And cheating at chess is like, really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I tried to play chess when I was younger with my grandfather, who was really good. And I just couldn't get the concept.
Never been a chess guy. I mean, I guess it's, you know, it's everything you want in competition, but it's way above my pay grade.
Yeah, I'll stick to checkers.
Who do I want to be, a bishop, a rook, or a knight?
I think you'd like to be a knight.
Sounds cool, but so does a bishop.
don't think one of
that's what I'd say. I'd
except
say
for
Bishop.
John. But hey. Did you used to eat at Bishop's?
Bishop's the buffet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was Bishop's, well, that was Bishop's like, greater than Old Country or Old Country greater than Bishop's? You have to be.
I think Bishop's.
You have to be fairly
so
advanced.
Bishop's was in Merle Hay Mall.
Who's Merle?
It's one of the malls in Urbandale.
Oh. Yeah, so, that sounds pretty urban.
Well,
because
it's on Merle Hay Road. You've driven.
I've driven
I know
on that
driven
road
by.
2 trillion times.
I think that was like when I was like 7 or 8. We went there.
Yeah.
I don't remember much about it other than it smelled like old people.
I don't even know what that smells
when you're
like.
A little,
nor will I entertain.
When you
were
a little kid, and my mom was in, you know, she was in the hospital world. Like the smell of like the hospital. I was
well,
I don't think
that's people. I think it's just the hospital. Hospital definitely does have a smell.
You I'm just know. Waiting for the Yankee Candle. That scent. Old.
Yankee candles are fire.
I'm getting old. I probably have a smell.
I'm team candle.
Oh, same. We got all the autumn stuff. As soon as it dip below 50, you can get those things out.
You guys can have your spunk. Your spunk. You can have your you can have your spice and pumpkin.
What
we were talking about.
I don't necessarily want that, but I will take the candle smell.
Yeah, I'm team candle.
We used to, Jimmy, Damon used to bring a candle in here and light it.
I did.
And
no sands.
It's just, we don't have a lot of air movement in the studio, so it would be kind of stagnant.
I would blow it out and Sharpie would lose his mind.
Once it was blown out, it was like, it was that smell. Like the candle was good smelling.
Candles in the wind, Elton John.
But you would.
Goodbye, Norma Jean.
Goodbye.
Pardon?
Kevin and Teddy. For the year.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just gonna bring it back to sports.
There was no real formal announcement on K-Dub, was there?
No.
So yeah, I don't know what you're really doing right now, but
You're gonna get a lot of Pied Piper.
Yeah.
They're out of bodies.
Oh, yeah.
That is such an indictment.
Kind of weird how that happened.
Yes. All right. The lineup brought to you by the Roofing.
I'm going to try to find a place for Omar to go, apparently.
Safety, cornerback, nickel.
Nice number two nickel.
What?
That might be okay. That might be okay for him, though.
Yeah. And I agree, because they move Kolarvik back to linebacker where he's going to play more. We'll say that.
Was there anybody that left spring and thought, man, Kolarvik's a nickel? Like anyone?
No. No.
It didn't make a lot of sense.
Well, and then you saw him.
Did I sound like your boy? It's a clown question, bro. Or was it Bieber that was like, that doesn't even make any sense? Was that JB?
He said so much.
My voice is so raggedy from coaching these bad kids. I don't know what to do.
Wow.
No, my little team.
Oh, they're bad kids?
No, they're actually.
They steal cars and stuff
actually,
like that?
Actually, like the night, one of the nicest. It's hard to believe they're actually tough because they're really nice kids.
Okay. Are you coaching them hard?
Our high school team is extremely kind. We probably need a little edge.
I mean, come in and
just one, maybe. Just one.
Just going to the locker room speech? I mean, doing the come in there and do some Pacino?
Nah, we peeled plenty of paint.
Wow.
I've heard some do it. Man, I've been fortunate enough to be around a couple of pre-speech guys.
Mm-hmm.
Larry and Coach Martin and Coach Lamonti do not disappoint.
Yeah, I think with.
They do not disappoint.
I think with Larry.
They get you fired.
Hey, yeah.
I think with
Larry. Hey, seriously.
Hey, I think
I got one more
Larry,
carry left.
Larry's voice. That would be like.
What you say there, man?
When he was on the phone last week, that's actually what I thought. I was like, this guy's got to give a speech.
I got students coming.
Pretty intense.
Yeah. Sam McEwen's coming up a little bit later.
So
also,
we aren't
Brian Christopherson.
Chess or we are.
We're gonna get to chess, but I had to give the lineup because Higgy will get upset. Higgy and Jay Billis all of a sudden are friends. They were at the Prep Sports Banquet last night.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. How come we never get invited to that? What's up with
Higgy's
productions?
They've known each other, though.
Yeah. It would have been better if they would have held that get-together in Kentucky.
Then you get the Creighton Blue Jays breakdown for Billis. There's all sorts of good things. Yeah. We're 16-20 of the Jays right now.
Yes, we are. We're going to the Final Four. See you in Houston.
And 72nd and Dodge.
I just know that that's the expectation level.
Well, it should be. I think you'd be leaning all into it. It's okay.
Lean into it.
Lean into it. Embrace it. Wash yourself in it. It's okay.
Like
don't,
Rizzo,
don't,
like do, Rizzo trying to hit with the bases loaded last night for the Yankees?
Yeah, why didn't they cut into the NFL game?
I don't know, but... So is that Judge's mom that they keep showing shaking her head?
I believe so.
Yeah, they should probably stop doing that. Put her... I mean, they're putting her on the spot. Not like Cam Newton, but different.
He's stuck at 60.
Yeah, and he gets walked, and she's just like, I can't believe they're walking my baby. Give my baby a chance to hit.
Yeah, he got intentionally walked.
I'm like,
walked.
Dude, it's like 6'12", 370s.
Yeah.
And leading off.
Yeah.
So we got intentionally
so
walked.
So we're
late.
Still at a tie for the trip. Is it still 314 apiece? Yeah. Going to be interesting.
Interesting. You will cut into a random college football game with Aaron Judge updates, but in a game that's being shown and a large majority of the fans
are
New York. So Giants, Yankees, Rangers. Those are kind of the trio of that fan base. You would not show Judge. You would not do any cut-ins on Judge. That is the power of Roger Goodell. I mean, just we'll cut into a random college football game, which seems odd. But in a game where a New York team is playing, we will not cut into Judge. Now, for some Giants fans, they would have probably accepted while they were on offense and the Dallas pass rush was crushing Daniel Jones. They would have accepted a little cut-in so they didn't have to see that. Evan Neal had a bad night last night, and the Dallas pass rush was really, really good, and the Cowboys won a game. In which, unfortunately, the ending of that game last night is another non-contact injury, where Sterling Shepard
that might
goes
have
down.
Been the strangest yeah. thing I've
no cut that, nothing.
Like he wasn't even running hard; he yeah. was kind of prancing.
So you know what I'm thinking?
No, it was already torn.
No,
well,
is there some
do share?
It, do you recall anywhere else than MetLife where you see more guys carted off? Remember when Kyle Shanahan went off? Because the Niners played a game there recently and lost like three or four guys. And he went off on the turf, and all of a sudden that became a non-story. Like someone got to him. I'm wondering if there's something with the turf, because it seemed like MetLife Stadium has more carts that are on the field bringing guys off.
What did Giants Richie say?
I had already left by then.
So MetLife is the new vet. For those who are old enough to remember
that
how bad the
that
vet was.
That was a weird injury last night. Usually in a non-contact, it'll be like a cut or something. That wasn't. And you immediately know when all the players come out onto the floor or out on the field, I beg your pardon, and you see the reaction, he knows he's done. And they know by now that he is done. And he just came back from Achilles. And the Giants don't have any wide receivers, so that is just a double barrel.
Maybe they'll have to throw the ball to Tony.
Was he going to play?
Because
where's he at? Where's Wandell?
It's kind of weird. But, I mean, they do appear to have a very good head coach.
Yes. I think the Giants are headed in the right direction with their GM and their coach. I like Brian Daboll.
Yeah, they got it right finally.
Yeah. But the Cowboys last night won a game that, their defense was really, really good. The reps at times were garbage, and they won.
Did Troy Aikman not sound like a guy that had been terrorized by Lawrence Taylor or something?
Oh, yes.
Because the minute somebody, his partner Buck dropped that comparison, Aikman got almost kind of weird with it. He's like, I don't know about that.
There are a lot of quarterbacks probably watching.
Yeah. I don't know about that. We're a little early, he said. We're just in year two for MP. But, man, he was not about to entertain the Lawrence Taylor
Come on.
Thing.
In my opinion, Lawrence Taylor is the best player ever to play football.
Yeah, he might have been.
I mean, the line in Any Given Sunday, which was obviously written based on the real Lawrence Taylor,
That was Shark LaVey for those of you playing at home. Yeah. Luther
LaVey.
Yeah.
Who got his million-dollar bonus.
You know what? In another world.
I give my bonus, baby.
In another world, I wouldn't,
a million bucks.
I wouldn't mind being called Luther. Like, I would accept Luther as a first name.
Is that what you were trying to do a couple weeks ago when you were an R&B crooner?
Luther, I probably wouldn't go Luther. Like, Luther is just a cool
Teddy?
Name to me. Nah, a lot of people have Teddy.
Oh, you like to beg. You're probably closer to Keith Sweat. I'll be sure. I wanna.
I'll be sure that if Nebraska doesn't win on Saturday night, they may not win again.
Oh, that was creative. corny but creative.
And you'll have a very interesting big red over
there. It was corny because the Cornhuskers are playing.
Okay.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. Luther Sharp, everybody.
But as you watch,
before
like...
Before you turn out the lights, light a candle.
Hey, before you turn out the lights, win a football game. All right, there's a lot of things that are going to be broken this year.
You definitely have a lot of Marvin.
You know, they're going to turn out the lights between the third and fourth quarter.
Well, they are. But don't turn out the lights on the season, because the one thing you can't afford is to have double-figure losses.
Pardon?
No double-figure losses. There's a lot of things that are going to be broken this year and have been broken.
Yeah.
But never have had double-figure losses. Don't do that. Just, if you got to go 3-9, go 3-9. Okay? Don't go 2-10. Go 1-11.
Go 3-9. They still have that signature program victory this year, though. That'll get them to less than 500. It'll be against somebody good.
I hope so. Maybe November 5th when the juggernaut rolls into town.
Why are you fast forwarding? We probably should win a couple games before that.
Oh, I'm looking at the signature win.
Well, might be Illinois for all you know. What if Illinois goes into Madtown and wins?
Well, then we'll have a conversation about did Nebraska make the wrong hire.
Was he available? Yeah, he was.
Yes, he was.
Where was he, in New England? He was kind of hiding out.
Yeah, because he had gotten fired like the year before at Arkansas. So.
Well, all through last night, whatever that game was, and there's probably people that watch the NFL on Sunday and Monday night and like, hey, can I have those 7 hours back, God? Can you give them back to me? I wasted watching football. Is ESPN finally got their booth right? It took them this long to get Buck and Aikman together, but the ESPN presentation looks so much better than it's ever looked before.
What do you mean when you say that?
Like, is it in
HD, 4K?
The way they show the game, the camera angles, the stuff they allow Buck and Aikman to do. I don't recall them doing that much when they had a SportsCenter anchor in the booth as the play-by-play guy.
He said a SportsCenter.
Steve Levy.
It actually felt like the big game it used to feel.
Good guy, but you can't have a SportsCenter anchor doing your play-by-play of your main sport.
He's such a hater.
No, I love their booth now.
Well, what does that have to do with you hating on Levy?
I just don't think a SportsCenter anchor should be your lead Monday Night Football guy. Mm. You know, they're showing highlights of the cat running on the field in 19, and it's Joe T doing the game. I'm like, wow.
I was lucky enough to be listening to Westwood One when that happened, and Kevin Harlan, that was gold.
Sharpie, so you have some fashionista in you?
I got some fit, yes. I'm going to be doing a TikTok where I'm going to show everybody my
should
fit.
Should be the other way around, but anyway, I digress. What color was Booger soup? Was that like champagne? Was that Merlot?
Do they call it salmon?
I like how you say salmon.
No, do you remember when if you...
Salmon.
No, like I used to... I think I look good in pink, and then somebody goes...
Hey, when's the last time you wore... Nobody told you that.
Luther Sharp.
Like when
looks
I was
good
younger,
in pink.
When I was younger,
I've never even seen you wear pink.
Yeah, because
would
I'm,
you stop?
Because someone like got at me, and I'm like, okay.
Oh, man, Sharpie, you look good in pink. Said no one ever.
If back then I would have known that was salmon, I would have said, no, it's salmon. They're like, why are you wearing pink?
So
I stopped wearing like a pink. I had a really
fuchsia.
Nice pink.
I saw Andy Ruback the other night in pink. It looked fantastic. I have a couple pink shirts, but I don't wear them a ton.
I do now. I do. I wear with a particular suit.
But
I
could
do
you
have
go
pink...
with that color suit?
No, I could not.
Do you need the right complexion? Do you need a little more melanin? Do you need a clean shaven head?
I'm going to say the complexion.
Boog looked good.
Because I think the salmon washes white guys out. Like he can rock
it's
that.
It's funny you use looks, white and wash in the same.
He looks really good.
Same sentence. No, I meant when he uses hot water. What are you thinking? What are you thinking? Do you do your own laundry? I mean, that's where I was really going with that.
Anything's fair game at this point.
Do my own laundry. And I'm like everybody else that forgets that you have stuff in the washer or stuff in the dryer.
Sharpie with his clothes basket, walking down the stairs, wondering where in the world he's going. Where are you going? I got laundry to do. Who does?
I do my own laundry, and I'm not messed it up.
Do you blend colors?
No, I learned that lesson in college.
Yeah.
That was a disaster.
Is that still a thing, or do they change the way that they make clothes with dye?
They may have changed it now.
Yeah, because it doesn't seem to happen near as much. Or maybe people just don't show me. Hey, why are your socks pink? They're not supposed to be pink. I put those in with my red game pants.
Hey, do you know I found, you know, through this whole having somebody that goes to Nebraska now and you tour the dorms and stuff, you know there's a dorm that they do your laundry in Nebraska?
Why wouldn't you? It's a moneymaker.
I was like, wow, you get free laundry.
Free?
Yeah. I don't know if it's built into your price, But there's
it
one.
Has to be.
There's like the sweets. Yeah. There's one area where the sweets are.
For everything you just said, that's a money maker.
I can't get people to make me a slush at Sonic. You think they're doing laundry for free?
Here's your complimentary Runza, sir. Have a great day.
It's a recruiting tool.
Pardon?
It's a recruiting tool.
For said dorm?
Yeah. But I think you have to be smart to be in that dorm. So that was... He was out.
Really?
Yeah, I think you have to, I think you got to be like really, really
so
smart.
So if you're smart, you get your laundry done for you. That's...
It's an incentive for kids to go to school in Nebraska.
I don't know why we weren't the guys that started the whole in-home laundry service. Were they like delivered in the like the speedy van?
Well, yeah, I don't think I want to get in that business.
Are you serious?
Well,
how hard can it be?
I hate doing laundry.
Yeah, but somebody, I mean.
I'm the guy that went and bought more clothes so I didn't have to wash my current clothes.
Okay, Oklahoma Tyler.
Well, I mean, I hate doing laundry because then you got to fold it and you got to make sure that you remember that it's in the washer and you got to put it in the dryer. And what if you forget? And then you got to fold it all, and you got to hang it up.
We were at games all day outside, and we had an event to go to, and he didn't want to go home and get ready, so he stopped in Von Maur and got an outfit. So who does that?
I've done that before. Not an outfit, but I said, okay, you know what? What do I got on? I got short. All I need is a polo.
He's like, yeah, I don't feel like, ironing.
Yeah. He's right up.
When's the last time you ironed? Because I know it's been a minute. Don't you dare Tim Johnson either.
No, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
Because I don't own an iron or ironing board.
See,
I own a dryer.
I don't know how you function as an adult.
Well, you got a dryer. You throw it in the dryer.
Bro, it doesn't always work. And I guarantee you, in those commercial washing places, like, the wrinkle-free is not wrinkle-free.
This is true.
Ain't no way. Ain't no way. Do you use, like, wrinkle-free spray release?
I have.
You have to.
I have.
To have any,
I'm
have
to,
any
have to start checking you on your dress codes. Are you low key wrinkle and just pulling it off?
No, I can't. I mean, like, you look Thursday and Friday nights. I can't. People will see.
Well, you're not suited and booted for football games.
No, they like the casual look.
Yeah, I'm sure you.
And
do
I think casual is going to continue for basketball, right?
Yeah,
and coaches are still going to be cash, so the radio announcers can be cash.
Bill Self even said they'll do this for.
And now
we'll go back.
Now with Jay Wright sitting out. You don't have to worry about it.
I do remember the last time I ironed, I actually ironed while I was wearing what I had on. Like, I had a pair of pants, and so I held the pants out and ironed them. It doesn't, you know what? All of us have a different process, and it's how we get to the end.
Okay.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
See, you're different because you iron. Like, I've seen you iron like a pair of jeans.
Yeah. I forgot we were.
So you're an ironing guy.
Yeah, pants for sure. I don't know about jeans. I only have two pair of jeans, but yeah, I mean you have to iron.
Hey, Jimmy, you want to be thrown off when you see Damon, like outside of here, when he's wearing jeans. The first time I saw him wearing jeans, I wore them
about, what was that about? It was cold, so it was the beginning of the year, and like this place freaked out.
Because you don't know, because I've maybe once or twice in my lifetime seen Damon and Gene.
Everyone here goes, what happened? What happened?
I go, you going somewhere? You got a nice date?
Yeah.
You have the lineup. We have another pair of Dave Matthews Band tickets to give away. DMB coming to Omaha in November. Tim Reynolds was the correct answer yesterday. We had a lot of entries. Jimmy chose the winning entry. And let them know that them and a guest are going
sound
to
like
D&D.
You're about to say Jimmy Choo. You said Jimmy Cho's.
I could use Jimmy Choo.
I could use Jimmy Choo money.
You were a big Sex in the City fan when you learned of what Jimmy Choo's were?
I was never a Sex in the City fan. I didn't find anybody remotely appealing in the cast.
Fair.
Yeah, not even a little. Did you?
I watched it for love.
You probably like Mr. Big.
I was with somebody that was their show, and so
that's unfortunate.
I watched it, and then I bought them like the whole series. I think it was a Christmas gift.
That's weird.
Probably should have taken that back when we split. All right, 6:34.
Hey, are you a can I have that back guy?
No,
I know you do take stuff from people's house that you bring for refreshments, but not gifts, right?
No, not gifts.
Hey, you know that shirt I bought? Can I have that back?
Hey. I had a great hat once that I love.
It's salmon. I'd like to wear it.
Who said he looked good in pink? No, he has not one iota of pink in his closet.
Oh, I do.
Not one.
I have a nice button up that I wear periodically.
Probably.
You know what?
Briefs.
I think I might have worn it to an event in the spring because I have a tie that goes with it, and yeah. I was looking really good.
Was it a clip-on?
No. It was a tie, but. As you know, and I'm not afraid to admit this, I don't know how to tie a tie.
Yeah, I know.
So I go on YouTube. I learn how to tie the tie.
Yeah, YouTube is worthless because it shows you from that perspective. You have to get the ones.
That's what I've always felt.
You have to get the ones where they're like looking in the mirror.
Yeah. I get to the end and it looks the same.
Yeah, bow ties will really leave you scratching your head.
Aren't those just clip-ons? Or do you mean you got to tie them?
Depends. There's both.
Yeah, I don't.
Fashionistas like my man Charlie Rossi would frown at you having a clipped bow tie. Tie that bad boy.
Yeah, I'm not against the bow tie. I just have never worn the bow tie.
I'm team Bruce Bowen.
I just think I have an awkward looking body to wear a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and probably, if you like it, I love it.
All right, 6:36. We have lots to discuss. Last night, what is ahead? Well, let's talk some Creighton basketball. They opened up college basketball, started 6 weeks from yesterday with games, but practice across the country opened up yesterday. And, of course, the most attention, and deservedly so, will be on the folks downtown. So we will get into that. And, of course, some college football stuff. I got an eye-opening stat about Iowa. We also probably we talk about Minnesota.
Yeah, we talked about them a ton.
Is Minnesota,
people accuse us of Gopher Radio.
Like, you look at a lot of things about Minnesota. Is Minnesota a legit top 10 team?
Very well could be.
We might have to dive into that. We might have to row our way to that discussion. All right, you are always welcome to join this conversation, whether it be about the fit, whether it be about food, whether it be about family, whether it be about football. Am I missing anything else?
No.
Okay. 951-1620. You can always email
the weather.
Us. Yeah. That's it.
What is the height
of
day?
Are you 75?
I saw a couple of 80s. Well, I thought you said we were done last week.
No, we're done with the 90s. Remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right, because we're not supposed to talk about it.
No. Unless we're asking Trev what happened in the 92 Iowa State game.
We are asking about that?
Dirk was sarcastic because Trev's going to be at their event, and so he sarcastically said, "We'll ask him about the 92 Iowa State game." I would want to know more about his interview with Bruce Smith when Bruce Smith passed out and Trev kept talking. Like, what was going on there? You can always email us into the Equitable Bank inbox.
He's a process guy. The show must go on.
Bruce Smith goes down and Trev just keeps talking.
Haven't you heard him? Hey, you can't deal with those distractions. You have a job to do. You can't be bothered by noise.
I mean, that was
focus. That was the epitome of focus.
Yeah.
A grown dude falls out in front of you, and you don't skip a beat. That's focus.
And Trev kept breaking down the game that they were talking about, and here's the Hall of Famer on the floor.
I kept waiting for him to say, can somebody get him?
Okay.
Somebody come get Weekend at Bernie's over here on the floor.
Somebody come get him.
The Equitable Bank inbox, he's where Doug and the crew take banking TV. Personally. Gary or Damon at 1620thezone.com or on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed at GarySharp1620, at David Benning, at Sharp and Benning. Off and running on a Tuesday on 1620 The Zone.